WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of modern sass. Today we're diving into something deeply personal, something that can feel a little elusive. Cultivating inner wisdom and intuition. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with noise, opinions, information, expectations? It's enough to make your head spin, right? Well, in this whirlwind of chaos, there's a quiet power within us all waiting to be tapped into. That's our inner wisdom, that gut feeling, that knowing deep down that sometimes just guides us. And guess what? It's not some mystical superpower reserved for only the enlightened folks. We can all learn to strengthen it. Think of your intuition like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you unlock that inner wisdom and harness its power. First things first, quiet the mental chatter. Our minds are amazing, but they can also be absolute chatterboxes, running on overdrive with thoughts, worries, and what-ifs. To access that inner voice, we need some stillness. That doesn't mean meditating for hours on end. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Just find moments throughout the day to unplug from the external noise and reconnect with your inner landscape. Think about it like this. Your intuition is whispering, but the constant mental chatter is shouting. You need some quiet to truly hear those whispers. Second, listen to your body. Our bodies are incredible communicators, giving us subtle cues about what we need, what feels right, or what's out of alignment. Pay attention to that physical tension when you're making a decision, that feeling of lightness when you're in the right place. Or that gut-wrenching sense of unease when something isn't sitting well. Those are your body's whispers, guiding you towards clarity. Third, trust the process. Building inner wisdom takes time and patience. It's a journey, not a destination. Don't expect to suddenly have all the answers or make perfect decisions every time. It's about learning from your experiences, both the wins and the stumbles, and trusting that you are evolving and growing. Fourth, embrace uncertainty. Life is full of unknowns. That's just part of the adventure. Instead of fearing uncertainty, try to see it as an opportunity for growth and discovery. Your intuition can actually thrive in those ambiguous spaces, guiding you towards new possibilities and unexpected paths. And finally, be kind to yourself. There will be times when you second-guess yourself, doubt your intuition, or make decisions that don't work out. It happens to the best of us. Remember to treat yourself with compassion. Learn from those experiences, and keep moving forward with a spirit of curiosity and openness. So, imagine this. You're about to take on a big project at work. Maybe it's a new presentation or leading a team effort. Your mind is racing with thoughts, doubts, and anxieties. What do? You could get caught up in the mental whirlwind, second-guessing every move and letting fear paralyze you. Or, you can pause for a moment, take a few deep breaths, and listen to that quiet voice within. Maybe it's a sense of calm amidst the chaos, maybe it's a sudden idea that feels right, or maybe it's a simple feeling of knowing that this is what you need to do. That, my friends, is your intuition speaking. Trust it, even if it seems unconventional or goes against your initial assumptions. Here's the bottom line. Cultivating inner wisdom and intuition isn't about becoming some mystical guru overnight. It's about making small, conscious choices every day to quiet the noise, listen to your body, trust your gut, embrace uncertainty, and be kind to yourself. These are timeless tools that can help you navigate life with more clarity, confidence, and purpose. So, go out there and trust that inner voice. It knows more than you think. Leave a comment below sharing your experience with intuition, or if you have a story about a time when your gut feeling led you in the right direction. And remember, until next time, keep striving for that stoic swagger.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.